The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast
free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Vodka.
Wasn't going to drink tonight. Going to take tonight off, but I don't know. I'll decide later on. That'll be a game time decision.
I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
I haven't drank the last couple of days. We've got a weight set in our basement now.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And I...
So you're working out?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but so out of shape that I just have to keep like managing. Oh, but now my wrist hurts, so I got to take a couple of days off. And then,
you'll get there.
I've been doing this pull down, and I think I've been looking up while I'm doing it, and I'm just like,
your neck,
my neck,
back
bad.
Neck, yep, yeah. Yep. Yep. Stuff.
It's just like knocked me out the past couple of nights.
Yeah, you're just working out some muscles you haven't in a while. And you're now, looking, like, now that you know where that thing is, you can work out another muscle.
There we go.
There you go.
And I blame Craig for making me want to drink. He had to go talking about all the cool hangovers and stuff.
That was part of it.
That makes it sound fun.
Yeah. And I drank last night some wine with dinner.
I was thinking about not drinking tonight.
No, you weren't.
Nobody buys that.
It was on this date in 1972. The Atlanta Braves' Hank Aaron hit his 660th. And his 661st career home runs to break Babe Ruth's record for the most home runs with one club.
Talk about hate email. Email didn't exist. Hate mail.
Just piling up.
They hated him because racist.
Oh, yeah. Right about now. After he broke the Babe's record.
Oh, my God, yes.
The 661st home run came in the 10th inning to give the Braves a 4-3 victory over the Reds. I mean, that's one way to break a record.
I didn't know it was a walk-off. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Now, it was on this date in 1999 that Mark McGwire got his 500th home run of his career. He also set a record for the fewest at-bats.
Well, roids, too.
To hit the 500 home run mark.
Look at the body type of Hank Aaron. Look at the body type of Mark McGwire when they were doing these. You'll go, oh, one's different than the other.
And McGwire kind of looked like Hank Aaron when he first started.
Yes, he did.
The same
regular
sort of
size, regular size guy. Yeah.
Or Bonds. Yeah. Look at Bonds.
Oh, Bonds is ridiculous. Yeah.
He probably weighed 165 pounds he played at Arizona State.
But keep Pete Rose out. Oh, with the Pirates, too, for that matter.
You know,
only about 175, 180 maybe.
It seems that women are judging men's fish.
Uh-oh, Todd.
On Tinder and other dating apps.
So be careful when you're
dating. That was one of those things that just drove women away.
Well, it should.
You post a picture of you with a fish.
Well, that's why they're judging. They're judging you poorly.
Okay.
They're not judging the
fish. Oh, I knew that.
A guy with
the individual fish.
I totally knew that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of saying, that's not that fish. It's nothing, man.
Women have been posting videos critiquing the fish in men's dating profiles. And the videos are starting to go viral. You know, it's just a funny thing where they're mocking the fish. The TikToks utilize the video sharing app's green screen effect that allows users to upload screenshots and photos as a background, along with a distorted voice filter. Apparently, that's a popular format used for rating anything on TikTok. You have to distort your voice.
All right.
The trend initially started back in May when a Callum Murray posted the first fish ranking video to TikTok. It wasn't until shelter-in-place orders began that she finally got seen on this. She saw how other users were using the filter, and then she started using it itself.
And you did yesterday's story. We did a whole big wrap. It ran during the appetizer this morning. It's on the podcast about what men shouldn't put on their dating profile. So this is one you shouldn't put there.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Todd, not on your dating
Todd's
profile.
Todd's ever single, just holding a big fish up there.
Unless you're on Plenty of Fish, of course.
No, I don't think that works either.
Really? All right.
Yeah, I've heard things about the
that's
profile.
That's a whole different site. Yeah. Just people with plenty of fish.
It's not just what,
like a bluegill.
Sorry.
Yeah, what you put in your
I kind of like that.
Your biography there. It's your profile picture.
Hilarious.
And if you're like nature boy or fishing guy.
Right.
And that's all my profile pictures on Facebook.
I know they are. But we're also not looking to leave your wife anytime soon.
Well, guy fish photos.
If you're looking to be single sometime soon, that fishing profiles would be down. It'd show you're dancing.
The crane.
And say, to be fair, some of your profile pictures are you standing by a national park sign.
Yeah,
too.
Which is also a turn off.
Those have never been my profile pic.
They haven't?
Just a picture on
Facebook. Of me and his fish.
They're just on the camera roll.
Okay.
Guy fish photos have been questioned for years. In 2018, the Cut went on a quest to find out why dating apps are so full of guys with fish.
Elite Daily. You know why? Because they can't find dates.
There's that.
Yeah, they've got time to fish.
Well, here's another thing. Maybe because a lot of times guys don't get photographed. I mean, it's different now with a camera phone, but there would have been times years ago where the only time I ever took my picture was me holding up a fish.
There's an entire Tumblr called Men with Huge Cods. Dedicated to
you
them.
Nailed that one.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. I've never caught a cod. And if I did, I would certainly take a picture of it.
If it was huge.
Yes. One of the women who puts up these videos says, the need to prove that you've caught a fish is really funny. And so they say that.
Don't do it.
When they see a guy on the Tinder holding a fish, one woman says she likes to assume that he must be doing it ironically. Like, how could you not know at this point when there's a fish involved, it's not cool?
Well, see, I don't want anything to do with that kind of woman.
You could love a woman.
You probably
love a woman
don't. She's fairly
young.
You
could love a woman who thinks fishing stupid.
No, I want a woman who appreciate that's a nice trout. I want her to be able to say that.
You want her to say,
can I box your trout?
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Can I box your trout?
Do you hear that at home? When you come home with the picture, that's a nice fish, Todd. Because I don't think you do.
Todd's on plenty of balls, by the way, too. His balls are hanging out there. That's I want a woman that says that's a nice fish.
I'm betting Christy goes, okay, sure.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it was a woman that took that picture, the most recent one, me and a trout on Facebook. I think I put it on our on the show page, too. That's a woman that appreciates fish.
Yeah.
That's why my buddy married her. Actually, she really didn't get into fish until a couple years ago. But now she appreciates it.
She came around.
Yeah, she came around.
And she'd run out of other hobbies?
Yeah.
Like
well, did those dudes think that the fish are going to attract women?
No, they're not.
They just probably not even thinking twice about it.
Well, it's a trophy.
Yeah.
No. Got a trophy fish, now you need a trophy wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, one usually
they're not going to get a trophy wife with a trophy fish.
Usually one leads to the other.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
I can see how a wife leads you to fish.
Oh, yeah? With your buddies in Brokeback Mountain situation? Yep. Yeah.
Do not open the tackle box.
Nope, don't open the tackle box.
A new study published in the journal Sexual Medicine compiled data from over 400 women who consumed the marijuana on a regular basis.
Oh, they're hornier, aren't they?
And found that frequent cannabis use
you've done these stories
was linked with higher arousal, better orgasms, and more sexual satisfaction overall.
For the women?
Yeah.
Cool.
Men are fine. Men are, whatever. Let's just get high. and look, whatever we got to do to knock some out, fine.
Yeah.
Researchers contacted women who'd responded to an invitation from cannabis retail stores asking them to fill out a female sexual function index, or FSFI, a survey designed to assess sexual activity throughout their previous 4 weeks. And researchers compared the level of cannabis use of each participant with their score. Women who consumed cannabis more frequently reported better sexual function in different aspects of their sex lives, from better orgasms to higher levels of arousal. A subset of these women also
especially
reported...
Especially when a guy finds the man in the boat for the first time there, Nick.
There you go.
Yeah.
Going to be a big day.
A subset of these women also reported experiencing less pain during sex, it appears, but they're not quite sure yet that the drug makes them feel less anxious, more relaxed. That translates into a more positive sexual experience.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I used to rue the fact that there were plenty of women who would give it up for cocaine. But it didn't seem there were that many who would give it up for some weed.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't. But the second one, for sure. The coke whores were out there, I've heard.
Yeah, they were there. Yeah.
Weren't women that smoked like more laid back to begin with?
You would think so, yeah. Less uptight, you mean? Yeah. It's probably true. Something to do with that.
And getting baked on top of that.
Right.
L.A. County, California authorities found 2,000 to 3,000 roosters being bred for cockfighting.
Oh, my God.
I just can't imagine. That's a lot.
How many?
2,000 to 3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Such a brutal sport.
Should be a noisy
too,
farm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think like the last state finally outlawed it
was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma or Louisiana?
One was legal towards the end. Yeah. I think it might have been in Oklahoma, but who knows? One of those two.
Up until not too far back.
Right. No, I don't want to witness. I mean, they're famous in movies. You see gangs meeting and stuff like that around cockfights, but
But no cocks no cocks are harmed.
No,
during movie cockfighting.
Oh no, I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know how they get away with that.
Oh, Peter would go nuts if.
Well, the old movies, they didn't care.
If they caught wind.
I mean, the movies that were shot in the 60s and 70s, I guarantee you there. But how do they have a cockfight without a cock getting hurt?
You don't.
You don't.
What does it really matter when there's chicken on the craft services table?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Yeah.
And how would you even hide a operation like that? Like, one rooster would wake up.
Right.
A town. Block.
Yeah.
You have 3,000 of them?
What if all their, their clocks are off, too? I mean, not all roosters are going to crow at the same time. What if they're all an hour off, like Todd gets messed up?
Be constant.
Jet-lagged roosters.
Yeah, for 2 hours straight. Hey, dude, that was like a half hour ago. I just woke up, man. I just woke up.
That's usually performed in a basement somewhere.
Yeah, but the cocks... In a remote location. Yeah, true.
The roosters are probably raised in a remote location.
They'd have to be.
Something farm-like. Yeah.
What's that noise? Definitely not 3,000 roosters.
That's a good band.
3,000 Roosters is a great band, man. You could have a front yard cock coop. Todd, that's tough to say, by the way.
No, because roosters are not allowed in the city limits.
That's right. Of course, you'd put the cock coop in the rear.
Oh, yeah.
Still not allowed.
No, it is. Supreme Court said it's cool.
We were invited to a cockfight once.
We were by a Hispanic dude we knew and a Mexican guy we knew. But he said he could take us there. This is back in the 90s, but he said we probably wouldn't be safe.
Well, that sounds
that's
like
right.
fun.
Because we'd be white, the only white guys there.
He could get us in, but he couldn't guarantee our safety.
And that was
after
that was his line.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. See you there.
Yep. I guess they just didn't want any gringos around. Todd and I would look like narcs.
Oh, absolutely.
Undercover narcs. We were still long hairs, but we were white. Yeah, that was his quote. I could take you to a cockfight, but I don't know if I can guarantee I get you out. I said, nah, that's okay.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah. First of all, it was an illegal cockfight, obviously, but he knew where it was.
Yeah, 3,000 roosters would piss off the Homeowners Association. However, I don't have one.
Do you have 3,000 roosters?
No. Of course not.
Yeah. Although, if you go to a cockfight, you're going to see several hundred roofers.
Oh, yeah. That's why. That was a Freudian when I said that. That was a total Freudian.
That's the name of the event, Roosters and Roofers.
Ah, there are white people that do like a good cockfight, too.
I just like how we bastardized this. Todd just wanted some eggs, and now he's breeding fighting roosters in the front yard. This devolved really quick.
Oh, the cock coop's in the rear.
Definitely.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's fantastic news.
That means there's not. I can tell by your voice.
Research assessed nearly 7,000 animal communities on six continents and found the human destruction of natural ecosystems increases the number of rats, bats, and other animals that harbor diseases, leading to pandemics like COVID-19.
Yep.
Human destruction of natural ecosystems.
That's what we're doing, too, by the way. The United States of America, we destroy our ecosystems, too. Because you know why? It doesn't matter, Craig. We can do what we want to the earth.
Well, yeah, you got to save the earth.
We know our right-wing buddies that believe that. They don't care.
They believe the cause of this, you know, the COVID pandemic, was guys, it's poverty. Because these guys have to go out and hunt bats in order to eat. And they eat these COVID-y bats. And we get what we got now.
The damage that we do to nature and to ecosystems actually benefits smaller, more adaptable creatures. But these are the creatures that carry the most pathogens that can pass to humans. And so they found that the populations of animals hosting what are known as these diseases were up 2.5 times in the places that we've degraded.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the proportion of species that carry these pathogens increased by up to 70% compared with an undamaged ecosystem.
The vermin, the rats, and the cockroaches, they can survive anything.
Yep.
But the other animals are a little sensitive. So you keep it up.
Can't mess with the economy, Craig. Got to get back to work.
Yeah, if this continues,
job killers.
We are going to be left with nothing but vermin.
Now, in April, the world's leading biodiversity experts, morons, the lot of them,
all of them,
said even more deadly disease outbreaks are likely.
Oh, great.
Unless nature is protected.
Well, we're not going to do that because we're the only country in the world that has one whole party that doesn't believe in any of this.
Basic fact.
A recent report estimated that just 2% of the cost of the COVID crisis would be needed to help prevent future pandemics for a decade.
Then there'll be guys who go, oh, there's a lot going on there. We'll never know.
Yep. Like,
well, we know. If you know this.
Yeah, we do.
We go from there.
No, we know people that are not scientists that don't believe that.
That's comforting.
Bottle of whiskey.
Did you know there's only 1,500 grizzly bears in the lower 48?
Did not know that.
No. Because I was watching a golf tournament, and I was outside of Reno. And they showed a picture of a bear wandering through the woods, and it looked like a grizzly bear.
Hunt, did you?
So I had to look it up. Man, there's no grizzly bears in California. They're all in Montana, Wyoming. A bunch of them in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
But only 1,500 of the bulk of them are Wyoming, Montana, and Summit, Idaho. Otherwise, they don't get around much.
Some of them are at Yosemite, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
No. That's California. That's Central California, and those are all black bears.
When they gaze upon Yosemite's towering sequoias.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
It was just right there. It didn't matter where they actually were. I had to say that.
If you got to bring up a national park from now on, you know which one it is.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Bottle of whiskey from a famous shipwreck in 1941 is now up for auction.
Did it leak at all? Did the cork leak? Or was it a screw top? What year was this?
1941. It was on board with thousands of others when the SS Politician hit some rocks off the coast of Scotland.
If you can't drink the whiskey, you're taking a big swig of seawater and whiskey, it's going to be crap. Do they know?
They know it's crap.
Right.
Oh, they know it's crap?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
They know it's crap. The bottle is not suitable for human consumption, according to the auction house.
I just got hit by a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have that one in there?
Damn it. You know what I took out for that?
When they gaze upon the towering sequoias.
You're killing me over here, guys.
Now, this 1941 shipwreck, the crew was unharmed, and the locals, suffering from wartime rationing at the time, keep in mind this is 1941, waded into the oil-soaked water to take the cargo, which included cottons, medicines, 28,000 cases of malt whiskey, and then Jamaican banknotes equivalent to millions of dollars today. This particular bottle was recovered by a diver in 1987, according to this auction house, and their team was actually working on cable repair, a subsea cable repair, when they located this wreck.
Now, is it an old whiskey they don't make anymore? Because I don't think, why would that be even worth anything? If it's not drinkable, it's just an old bottle from 41.
They just want the
and people
bottle.
Have old bottles all around the country. There's tons of old bottles everywhere. I just want to know why it'd be worth a bunch.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah, because a lot of times they'll find something that's been sunk when it comes to liquor, which is still, you can still drink it.
Movies were made about this.
Okay.
For one thing. And so the price of this, it comes with an original movie poster, a diving helmet, bricks from the ship.
How'd the boat sink again?
Let's see. I don't know.
It hit a rock.
No. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's the boat. What happened?
Sorry, I just got hit by a rock.
That's different entirely.
She's so laid back. Just getting hit by a rock.
I know. She's amazing in that video, too, by the way.
Sorry, I just got hit by a rock.
All right.
That's excellent reporting. She didn't sensationalize it or anything?
Not at all. Not at all.
Not, oh, my God.
How
oh,
much?
Jesus.
No. I would have been freaking out. She did kind of make herself the story, which you're not supposed to do.
But just in, I got hit by a rock. She reported it kind of matter-of-factly.
Bleeding from the skull right there on camera. What?
Starts at $12,000. They figure that it will exceed that by the time the auction closes. Closes.
All right. I'll definitely exceed that. All right. Fall back. Up top, Nick. Up top, Nick.
Perfect.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.